What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Majorly exciting news, people. The best news that I have had in a while. We are launching my 2022 manifesting challenge. This is something I do every year in the new year for the first 21 days. I will be your manifesting coach. It is the best way to bring in the new year. My 21-day manifesting challenge starts January 1st. This is going to rock your world. You're not even going to believe it. It's going to give you the exact daily steps to create the change you want. It's going to give you all of my methods that I use in my own manifesting practice. I will be taking the 21-day challenge alongside you if you choose to do this with me. And it's a 21-day plan that I designed to put you into an energy of alignment so that you have this amazing super attractor power. And it's all about alignment. It's all about releasing the blocks to that energetic alignment to attract what it is that you want. So if you want me to be your manifesting coach this new year, you can just say yes. Go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. Get all the details right there. And I can really say this with a lot of conviction because I've taken thousands and thousands of people through this. It works. It works. It works. It works. People come out of this literally attracting exactly what they went in wanting. I'm going to reveal my personal manifesting methods, the ones I've used for years to create this life beyond my wildest dreams. I'm going to bring you along with me. I will be your guide every step of the way. And as your coach, I will offer up a lot as your manifesting coach. You'll get daily audio lessons with crystal clear steps that you can take to manifest your desires. You're going to get manifesting worksheets to help you really stay on track with your progress. You'll have daily emails that will offer inspiration, encouragement, and really keep you on track. There's an amazing Facebook group with the most beautiful people. You can join it or you don't have to. It's up to you. But the Facebook group is awesome. It's where everybody really connects and supports each other along the way. I'm creating a beautiful training that you're going to get on the 21st day, and that will help you stay consistent from that point forward. And you will also get a follow-up Q&A on January 31st, where I'm going to be there for you to ask me questions and just tap in to anything that you think you need at that time. So join me for the 2022 Manifesting Challenge. Go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. Get all the details. Do not miss this. Become unapologetic about what you desire. Claim it now. Let me be your manifesting coach this new year. 2022 can be your biggest and most beautiful year yet. And I want to help you. Go to deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's like a really high vibe show today. I'm feeling it in more ways than one. And I am so pleased to be with you guys today, feeling so good. And we're going to talk about manifesting. We're going to talk about the power of becoming a super attractor, or I don't even want to say becoming a super attractor. I want to really reference this as claiming our super attractor power. And this episode is out now in December, and we're talking about manifesting. We're also preparing for my manifesting challenge, which is starting in January. So we're preparing for our manifesting challenge. And when we prepare each December, I mean, thousands of you have joined me year after year for the manifesting challenge. It's a 21-day challenge. It rocks your world. We always update it a little bit every year. There's some live elements that will happen towards the end. And it's this moment in time when we can really clear the blocks to the presence of our super attractor power. We can clear the blocks to all of the belief systems that might hold us back from stepping into that freedom and that light of what it requires of us to really claim that we are indeed super attractors. And the key to manifesting, frankly, is to really ground ourselves in that light, in that energy, in that, really the word is freedom. The freedom of knowing that when we are at ease, when we are surrendered, when we are in alignment with the universe, we do have the power to truly manifest our desires. And so the cool thing about the manifesting challenge is that we take you on a 21-day journey. I take you on a 21-day journey of just releasing the blocks and then claiming what you want to attract into your life, claiming what it is that you desire, claiming your greatest passions and dreams. And so many manifestations come out of this. It's actually so powerful. I actually, Lindsay and Miles, who are the producers here today, I never actually really thought about, I feel like so Howard Stern right now just talking to you guys, but I never really thought about how wild it is that like close to 40 or 50,000 people go through this manifesting challenge in 21 days with me. And all the people, the thousands and thousands of people that are out there, all with that shared intention of clearing that energy and becoming super attractors. So cool. The link is deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. And it's just one of those things that blows my mind year after year to be in that swell of that energy of so many people, thousands of people going through these 21 days together on this journey together. People have manifested pregnancies. They've manifested green cards. They've manifested money. They've manifested health. They've manifested things that are far beyond what they actually could have ever even contemplated. So deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. We're going to put it in the show notes. And so that brings me to my reading today from my book, Super Attractor. And this is a gorgeous passage that Lindsay pulled last night. And I love it because you know how I like to do these intros. I don't like to really prepare too much. I want to just see what the universe has in store. And in this case, see what Lindsay had in store. And here's what she pulled for me. This is on page 148 of Super Attractor, if you're a Super Attractor reader. True manifesting isn't even about getting what we think we want. It's about receiving what is of the highest good for all. Yes, you will have experiences in which you'll attract an outcome that is exactly as you projected, but controlling outcomes to get just what you want isn't the goal. Remember, your plan is not always the best plan. When you surrender to the art of manifesting, you can trust that spirit is guiding you toward your desires and so much more. Manifesting is the creative process of aligning with the energy of the universe to co-create an experience that elevates your spirit and the spirit of the world. Boom. Wow, 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 wow. Let me just say that one more time. Manifesting is the creative process of aligning with the energy of the universe to co-create an experience that elevates your spirit and the spirit of the world, which is such an important point here. When you lean into that super attractor power and you start to cultivate that new energy of freedom and resilience and joy and grace, you elevate the spirit of the world. Don't forget that. Don't forget that. You elevate the spirit of the world. Manifesting isn't about getting, it's about becoming. The more you let go, the more you become a match for what you desire. Remember that your energy attracts its likeness. Following the spiritually aligned action method in this book will help you get out of the way and let the universe support you. You no longer feel stuck, blocked, or powerless. And maybe I'll do the spiritually aligned action method with one of our callers today. Instead, you'll harness the creative forces within you and take powerful actions from the place of your super attractor power. The positive, faithful energy that you embody will be a reflection of the energy of the universe. In a state of positive flow, the universe matches your vibrational frequency and aligns you with your desires. Sometimes I read this shit and I'm like, who the fuck wrote this? Beautiful, Gabby. Good job. Okay, I'm going to say that again. The positive, faithful energy that you embody will be a reflection of the universe. Will be a reflection of the energy of the universe. In a state of positive flow, the universe matches your vibrational frequency and aligns you with your desires. When you're spiritually aligned, listening to the voice of your inner wisdom and allowing the love of the universe to lead you, you're in a state of faith rather than fear. And so we want to really begin this practice. I give you this lesson of make a list in your journal of all of the ways you're controlling your desires, because we have to be in that place of faith in order to really connect to and align with our super attractor power. In order to connect to and align with our super attractor power, we have to be in that place of faith. So the journaling exercise, and we can give this to everybody listening, and I'll probably go bigger with people that come into the show today. Go into that space within you that is recognizing and witnessing without any judgment or any attack or any personal feelings of, oh, I should have done it better. Ask yourself very simply, in what ways am I trying to control my manifestations? When we try to control our manifestations, we block the universal guidance. Gabby. This holiday season, I want to give a gift that makes all of my loved ones feel very special and unique. And I want to give them something that they really care about. That's why I want to give the gift of StoryWorth. Have you tried it yet? Seriously, you need to right now. StoryWorth is an online service that helps you and your loved ones preserve precious memories and stories for years to come. It's a thoughtful and meaningful gift that connects you to those who matter most. So think of StoryWorth like a conversation. Every week, StoryWorth emails your relative or friend a thought-provoking question of your choice from the vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions you've never thought of, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or if you could see the future, what would you want to find out? You could really uncover things that you never even knew about your family. Maybe you'll discover what your mother's childhood was like, or you could ask your mother-in-law about her spouse as a child. Their possibilities are endless. You could even write your own unique questions. After 1 year, StoryWorth will compile all of your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book, and you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. I can't wait to start doing this with my family, especially my in-laws and my parents. Gratitude is so important to me, and I want to show you how much I appreciate and value my family with the amazing experience. I know it will be something that is cherished for generations. I can see my little Ollie sharing it with his family when he's older. Reading the weekly stories helps connect you with loved ones, no matter how near or far they are. I'm really excited to give this gift this holiday season, and it's a very unique and special one. With StoryWorth, I'm giving those I love most a thoughtful, personal gift from my heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to StoryWorth.com/Gabby and save $10 on your first purchase. That's StoryWorth.com/Gabby to save $10 on your first purchase. That is our intro today. I am so thrilled to be able to bring people on and talk about manifesting. I'm so psyched to be starting on January 1st, the Manifesting Challenge, 21 days, bringing thousands of people together all throughout the world to energetically align in that spiritual connection, to clear the blocks, the presence of all of their fears, and to claim their super attractor power. That is what we're going to be doing as a community of like-minded Dear Gabby folks all throughout the world. To join me for 21 days in that manifesting challenge, just deargabby.com/manifesting challenge. And let's bring in our first guest.
Wow, this is amazing. Okay, so Dear Gabby, it has been quite some time since I've hopped on with you. And so, or joined one of these. And I would love, love, love to talk to you about my grandma.
Okay.
So I just recently kind of manifested, I was in like a really dark place about 2 years ago. And at the very beginning of 2020, my entire life changed. I did a lot of your work. I listened to a lot of Joe Dispenza and Deepak Chopra and a ton of spiritual teachers that really turned my life around. And I ended up moving across the country to San Diego and got a great job. But right now, I have a very close relationship with my grandma who's back in Texas. And she's pretty much the only family I have. I'm pretty much the only family she has. And our mom, or my mom, who's in the middle of us and doesn't have a very good relationship with either of us, she's also in Texas. And right now I've been feeling a ton of guilt. Like I escaped the lifestyle that they have wanted me to. And I don't know how to cope with my grandma being by herself. She doesn't make very much money. And I send her money out of guilt, but that feels a lot to me. And so now I don't even know.
Okay. Okay. I got you, Alexis. I'm going to jump right in here. Okay.
Okay.
So this is an episode on manifesting. So let's talk about it from that perspective. Okay.
Yeah.
In this instance, you want to manifest a healthier relationship where you feel that love and that bond and that connection between you and your grandmother, or reestablishing that. And so when we recognize that anything we do, any action that we take from a place of guilt is not in alignment with that super attractor power. It's not in alignment with the universe. It's not in alignment with what's of the highest good. So much so that while she's receiving that money and she's grateful for it, it's not even having as much of a benefit in her life as it could if it was coming to her in an envelope filled with the energy of gratitude, love, appreciation, compassion, acceptance. Right. So it doesn't matter what we say or what we give or how many, you know, gifts we give people or all the things that we do to show up for them. If we do all of that from a place of guilt or a place of resentment or a place of control, it really is a waste of money and a waste of time.
Right.
So what I would really hope that you can do is, whether it's the money, whether it's a prayer, whether it's a phone call, whatever you do in the pursuit of service to her, that you get yourself grounded in the alignment of what she means to you and who she is to you. You allow yourself to release all the stories and the pretenses before you take those actions. And this is actually coming to the spiritually aligned action method, which I kind of teased at the beginning of the show, saying that I might talk about this. Any action that we take that's not aligned with our spiritual connection will fall short, right? So if you take that action of sending her money from a place of guilt, you're going to feel more guilt. You're going to regret sending the money. You're going to feel disconnected from it. She's going to feel the same. It's going to create more distance. So the spiritually aligned action method is about getting yourself grounded in your desire, which is to feel love towards her, to be supportive of her, to connect to her energetically. And then really giving yourself that connection from taking that action from a place of service and love. And so whenever you take an action from a place of service and love, you can trust that the universal energy is behind it. And then the next step is, after having taken that spiritually aligned action, the next step is to chill and just be patient, because you're trying to do something here with this relationship. But we're not going to go so far deep into the weeds of the details of the relationship. Let's just get into the heart of this, which is that you want to feel that bond, and you don't want to give from a place of guilt, and you want to feel connected. But hear me out. So the final step is to chill, right? And then let the universe do for you what you can't do for yourself. So whatever action you choose to take to connect more deeply to your grandmother, whether it's sending her money, whether it's sending her prayer, whether it's picking up the phone and calling her, whether it's sending groceries to her door, make sure it's done from that place of spiritual alignment. Because when you do that, when it comes from that place, you will be able to relax and let the universe show you what the next step is. The relationship will unfold differently. You can just relax, allow, and let the universe show you what to do. So that's my answer for you today. And I heard a but coming, and I'm not going to take it, Alexis. I'm not taking any buts from you.
Thank you. No buts at all.
Hi, Claudia. Where are you? Are you in the office? Are you at work?
In the office now. So I'm just going to pop to the car.
All right. Get to the car. She's popping to the car.
Hello.
Hi, you're in the car. Great.
Hi. Obviously, the Wi-Fi dropped. I think it's a good subject, honestly, because I was thinking about manifestation, but my biggest struggle is I literally have no idea what I want to manifest. I'm in a stage where I'm so lost in life. I've got a job, which I'm not quite happy with, but I've just changed it because I was really, really lost in the other one. So I went to a new job and I'm still quite lost. I live abroad for 11 years in the UK, but I'm Polish, and I have this kind of feeling that I should be closer with the family, but I don't want to leave because it's really out of my comfort zone. I came here when I was 13, and it's hard to go back without having a lot of kind of adult life there. So yeah, I'm just totally lost at the moment.
All right.
24, so no idea what I'm doing.
24, no idea what you're doing. Well, let me tell you something. When I was 24, I was doing a lot of drugs. So I'm happy that you're where you are and not where I was. 24, you can forgive yourself right now. You're doing perfect. 24 is the time in life when we have these existential crises. It's one of the moments in life when we can have an existential crisis and say, what the freak am I doing with my life? Who am I? Where am I? What am I here to do? It's normal. Let's take a deep breath right now, Claudia, and just normalize that and be cool with that and be in acceptance of that. And that as wonderful it is to have your youth and to be, you know, so fresh in the world, it's also it is a funky time when you're just trying to figure shit out, you know, career-wise and life-wise. So I want to take the pressure off for you. And instead of thinking that you should be manifesting a certain job or manifesting living in a certain place, I really want to encourage you to focus on manifesting feeling good. Because the secret to attracting more of what you want in your life, sweetheart, is to feel good. I wrote this book, Super Attractor, and the subtitle is Methods for Manifesting a Life Beyond Your Wildest Dreams. Well, that's true. That's true. You will manifest your life beyond your wildest dreams when you follow this book, but it's really a book on feeling good. It's not so much a book on these, like, you know, yes, follow these methods, but all of the methods are about feeling good. And so when you make feeling good your highest priority, then you start to get into that alignment with the universe. And as I said in that passage, you know, we can't really let the universe do for us what we want to allow unless we get out of the way. So our primary focus has to be on our willingness to feel good. So you have this book. I want you to go back to it. I want you to go back to it. I want you to take it seriously. I want you to have some fun with it. I want you to make it not about getting something, but all about feeling good. I'm also going to give you my 21-day manifesting challenge. I'm going to give it to you as a little 24-year-old birthday, whatever present, however old you are in January 1st. And I want you to go through those lessons because the every day of the manifesting challenge is designed to help you clear all the blocks to feeling good. When you feel good, as we say in the spiritual world, you feel God. And that God presence is your super attractor power. It's the presence of your resourced self. It's the presence of your inner wisdom, your inner guidance system. And that presence is muffled. And when we're trying to figure everything out, we're putting all this pressure on ourselves, we get in the way of that voice.
Yeah, because I've been trying to obviously set the goals, buy a house, do all of that. But I don't feel like good with my day-to-day life. And I feel like that's the issue. And I struggle to kind of figure out, what do I need to do to actually feel good?
Yeah. Well, you've got the answer in front of you. You've got the book and you're going to have the manifesting challenge. Follow my guidance and make your highest priority to feel good. That's it.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. You know, I'll take a little message from you to this audience today is that, you know, a lot of times people come to me and they're like, how do I get that thing? Or I don't know what to manifest. And it's like, stop trying to figure out what to manifest and just start manifesting the feeling of grace, the feeling of ease. Because when we embody that feeling and we let go of whatever else is happening in our life and we don't expect our outside world to dictate our internal condition, but instead we allow our inner guidance system, our inner sensations to emanate outward, then the universe reflects it back to us. So it's not about getting to feel good. It's about being so that we just become a magnet for whatever it is that we desire. But being it is the most important place to come from. Okay, baby?
Yeah. I don't know why I'm crying.
Well, because you're resonating and you're feeling it and it's coming through and you're really taking it in. And this is a moment for you.
Yeah.
Let's acknowledge that. Let's celebrate that.
Thank you.
Good job. Nice one. Claudia, 24. Go have a good life. go have a good life. You're 24 and you're reading Super Attractor and you're doing the manifesting challenge. I mean, I was doing drugs. You're doing the manifesting challenge. Go, girl. All right, who's next? Bring in the next one. Miles and Lindsay are just laughing at me. I could have said something way worse than I'm doing drugs, but I kept it to myself. I love the smells of the season. And thanks to Native's new seasonal scents, my favorites are with me wherever I go. Yes, I'm talking about their deodorant. Native deodorant is formulated with ingredients you have actually heard of, like coconut oil, shea butter. And Native deodorant never uses aluminum, parabens, or sulfates, but still keeps you smelling amazingly fresh all day. I swear by this. I swear by this deodorant. This deodorant smells so good, too. My favorite scent is sugar cookie and fresh mistletoe, which they have out right now for the holidays. And Native is not just good for you, but it's good for the planet. They have a deodorant made of 100% paperboard packaging. They are vegan and never test on animals. And I'm not alone in loving Native. They have over 15,000 five-star reviews. So I know you're going to love them too. Making the switch to aluminum-free deodorant doesn't mean that you have to sacrifice on performance. I don't want you guys to be stinky. Native will keep you smelling and feeling fresh all day. Seriously, all day. I use it after working out and I still feel fresh. Plus, it's a really fun idea to put in a stocking stuffer this holiday season. Keep the scents of the season with you with Native's limited time scented deodorants. Go to nativedo.com/Gabby or use promo code Gabby at checkout. That's nativedo.com/Gabby or use promo code Gabby at checkout to save 20% on your first purchase. That's nativedo.com/Gabby or use promo code Gabby at checkout to save 20% on your first purchase. Have you guys tried Array yet? It's my little secret weapon. Array creates naturopathic, doctor-approved, targeted natural supplements that work. With accurate dosing, Array's alchemy capsules solve everyday problems that women constantly deal with. You know what I mean, bloat, anxiety, you know all the stuff. And the stuff that comes up for everyone at our girls' brunches. And this is the wellness product for women who have a lot on their plate and don't want to compromise on how they feel. The bloat capsules are versatile because they can be taken anytime, whether you're having a plant-based meal or you're having pizza or pasta or something heavier. It optimizes digestion with the use of 5 herbs and a fruit-based digestive enzyme, and it's completely laxative-free so you don't have to run to the bathroom. Array was created for women to feel their best and be their best. Their products are 100% natural, filler-free, and organic. And the best part? All of the products work in under an hour, so you actually feel the results. Plus, Array's products are super chic, and they look great in your beauty bag or in your shelf. They're gorgeous. Go to array.com and use the code Gabby at checkout for 10% off your one-time purchase or 25% off your month on subscription. Go to ARRAE.com and use the code Gabby, G-A-B-B-Y, at checkout for 10% off of a one-time purchase or 25% off a month on subscription.
All right, who's next? Hi, Tal, where are you in the world? Hi, baby.
Hi, I'm in Tel Aviv. How are you?
Shalom, shalom. I love my Israeli friends. Hello, what's going on? How you going?
Oh my God, I'm good. I thought of maybe I wanted to like, I don't know. I'm just confused because I just finished a call with my boyfriend and I was like, oh my God, I'm in Gabby Live. Okay, cool. So great. I actually thought that if you would brought me in, then I would just say thank you because I didn't really have anything to say because I was just really happy that I manifested a great job yesterday and I was really happy about it. And I just thought I'd come up and say thank you.
This is actually an exercise in manifesting. Let's do this together. So
yeah,
when good things start to attract and come into your life because you're in that good vibration and now you've manifested this new job, what you're doing in this moment of thanking me and cultivating that energy of gratitude and feeling the excitement for this new job, that, my friend, is actually a great practice in elevating your super attractor power because what you're doing is you're reaching for more. So when the good things come into our life, we don't want to be, a lot of us go to this place of like, oh, it's too good to be true. What if I lose it? Blah, 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 BS. Okay. You want to celebrate it. You want to reach for more. You want to tell people how grateful you are. You want to, you know, you don't have to necessarily talk about everything that you're manifesting, but you just want to be and celebrate and dwell in the energy of the joy that this brings. Because the more that you celebrate it, the more that you tell the universe, I'm a yes for that.
Yeah.
I'm a yes for that.
I am celebrating. Yeah. I just feel like I wrote this thing to myself that I was reading every night about what I wanted to be and how I wanted to. And I was just reading it to myself like for 30 days. And yesterday I just got a yes about it. And that's really, I'm so happy. And I just wanted to come up and say, thank you.
I want you tonight. It looks like it's nighttime in Israel right now. I want you to go and I want you to like sit for a moment and I want you to journal just a truckload of gratitude. And I want you to write all about how grateful and how excited you are and how enthusiastic you are and how proud you are and all the things that you want to bring into this new job and just put it down on the page. Because once we get that feeling of, oh yeah, I feel good, I want you to reach for more. And whether it's because we received the manifestation or we just felt like an anxiety lift or whatever it is, reach for more, reach for more. Celebrate, celebrate, celebrate. I talked about this the other day on my social media. I was like, I feel good today. I woke up and I was like, I feel good today. And instead of going to that place that our logical mind wants to go to, like, well, tomorrow could be bad, or, you know, what if you have this other issue? I just celebrated the crap out of it. I was like screaming it from the rooftops. I was telling my husband, I feel good today. Today is a good day. And I was just like, just getting the most out of that day. And that's how we want to lean into the good stuff, create more momentum behind it. And when we create that momentum and all that energy behind all that greatness, we become more of a magnet for more of it. Okay, baby?
Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah. Go journal. Do a journal party right now. And I want you to celebrate how excited you are for all that you've created. Happy days.
Thank you. Great job.
So good. Go, girl. Go, girl. Thank you. Who's next, Lindsay? Hey, baby. How you doing?
Hi. I'm really good. Thank you so much for having me. I have been going through so many things in the last couple of years. So I was working almost 20 hours a day. So I had myself was no priority for me at all. I was sick. I was obese. I was having a lot of troubles. But then I decided to manifest a better life for me and my son. The way that you came to me. Because I know that you came to me to say, to tell me, to guide me. So I'm so grateful for this chance because now I'm reading your book. I have been reading and reading every single chapter. And this morning I was reading the part where you are telling that every single morning you and your husband appreciate every single day, every single morning, whatever happens. I have been with no job for the last year because I decided to put me first and my son. But now I'm worried about my financial situation because I have savings, but you know that savings do not last forever. So I'm trying to manifest a better life for me and my son, but I want to have a job, but not a job that takes my life away because I'm just, you know, working a lot of hours and I don't want to have that anymore.
I got you, Bertha. Here we go. So
thank you.
You burnt out on your job. You made the commitment to yourself and your son. You left that job.
Yeah.
You have this abundance of savings. Let's actually just be in this moment in full appreciation and gratitude of the savings that have allowed you to reset your life. Because you know what? Mm-hmm. There's no better place to use that money than to reset, recharge, and replenish. And now, thank you, savings. Thank you, savings, for getting me to the point where I now feel strong enough to go out and seek employment. Okay, so let's baseline there, baby. Okay, baseline with me there. Because we can't baseline from the place of, oh God, you know, I'm afraid to lose this money and I can't live on my savings forever. No, okay, we've used the savings. You've got some left. Grateful, awesome, appreciative. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And now I'm ready to get to work. And I've brought myself to a place where I'm more grounded. I've also given myself the opportunity to be more unapologetic about the type of work I want to do so I don't burn out again. Bravo. Great. Okay. Let's make that our baseline, sweetie, please. Okay. With me.
Yeah.
No more. Yeah. No more. I'm scared of the running out. Let's get into appreciation for what is. And when we're in appreciation, you brought up appreciation. You brought up that I do the appreciation game with my husband every morning and we lie in bed and we say, I appreciate this and I appreciate that. Because you know what? Let me tell you something. You could have this much money in the bank that's carrying you with your savings, or you could have billions of dollars in the bank. And if you don't have appreciation, you've got nothing. You've got nothing, nothing. You've got a bunch of BS. So, sweetheart, I want you to stay in that place of appreciation. And I want from that place, you to manifest this next job and to really use the methods that are inside Super Attractor. I'm going to give you even more of an abundant moment right now. I'm giving you the manifesting challenge, the 21-day manifesting challenge. I want you to do it with your kid. I want you to go through it for 21 days. I want that manifesting challenge to help you get clear about the exact job that's going to guide you and ground you. I want you to claim it. I want you to appreciate everything that has brought you to this point so that you can not go back to where you were and step into who you are now. And I want you to appreciate the past job, because if you don't release and appreciate with a lot of love and gratitude all the lessons that you learned from that last job, then my sweetheart, Bertha, you're going to take that shit with you into the new job. Okay, baby? So we got to ground you in gratitude for what was so that you can steadily step into what can be. You got me?
I will do that. Yes, I do.
All right. So you have the challenge. You have the Super Attractor book. You have my Gabby kick in the ass today. You remain in gratitude, appreciation, and acceptance of what was so that you can step into what can be. Then you will have all the power behind you to really claim the next job that you want. Here's a little piece of manifesting advice. I want you to make a list of all of the qualities that you want in this new job. So maybe it is that you go back into financial advisement, but like, I want to work with these types of clients. I only want to work, you know, 8 hours a day. I want to have my weekends completely free. Like whatever literally the most specific things that you want. Okay. I want you to make that list.
Okay.
And next to each thing that you write down, I want you to write down whether it's something that's good, whether it's something that, you know, good could be like, okay, that's good, but I could let it go. Or is it non-negotiable? Because we need to know what's a non-negotiable, because you said the word boundaries before and I wanted you to hold those boundaries. So a non-negotiable, my love, is you know, not working no more than 8 hours a day or whatever the storyline is, okay? Maybe you make it 7 hours, Friday's off, whatever the story is. But you want to make that, what is non-negotiable? Burnout is non-negotiable. I have time for my child. That is a non-negotiable. I make this much money. That's non-negotiable. I want you to get crystal effing clear about what you want to manifest and attract, and then recognize, okay, that would be good. You know, like a corner office with a view, that would be nice, but that's not non-negotiable. But non-negotiable is that I don't overwork and I don't burn out. And be very specific. Okay, baby?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bertha, we turned this shit around. That was great. So proud of you.
Yes.
Go, girl. And you know, let me tell you something. Let's be grateful for the burnout, because the burnout showed you what you don't want. When you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. Knowing what you don't want clarifies with very clear vision what you do want. Got me?
Okay. Thank you so much.
I love a good audiobook. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I read all of my own audiobooks because I think there's nothing more special than hearing the voice of the author. And sometimes if it's not the author's voice, hearing the voice of these professionals who are so excellent at reading these books. There's something so special about hearing someone read to you, especially if you feel connected to the content. And I get really into the books and I love to go for walks and listen to audiobooks. And there's just always so many options that satisfy. And right now I'm really into all these prescriptive books and spiritual books. I'm getting really heady in there. And, you know, I have to just say thank you to Audible. Audible is the best way to gather the family for storytime magic. There are fun kid stories for Ollie, and I listen to them with him. And I always put on a podcast when I'm doing housework, and I'm always walking to a podcast, or Zach and I are listening to our favorite podcast in the car. But the best is when we play a little Audible story for Oliver, and he just gets so into it. No matter what you're interested in, you can find something that you like. So listening to imaginative or heartwarming or festive stories to learn something new,
or listening to your favorite spiritual book, like The Universe Has Your Back or Super Attractor, or my Audible original, You Are the Guru. And I literally am in the recording studio this week recording Happy Days, my new book for Audible. And it's such a gift to be able to have listeners listening to the work and be able to be a listener as well. Plus, you can enjoy brand new Audible originals like Cinnamon Bear and exclusives like The Christmas Pig by J.K. Rowling. You also fire up some classic Harry Potter. But I know you guys, you're all listening to your Super Attractor, Universe Has Your Back, May Cause Miracles, Miracles Now, whatever books I have are all on Audible. So go check them out now. Go to audible.com/listen together. That's audible.com/listen together. Listen now, only from Audible. People didn't specifically come on with like, how do I manifest this? They actually came on with problems. And that what's so cool about that is that we were very quickly able to turn those perceived problems around and recognize how when we adjust our thoughts and our energy and our nervous system within a moment, within 3 minutes of Dear Gabby, a problem can be seen as a possibility. A problem can be seen as an opportunity. A problem can be seen as something we can be grateful for because of the learning experience. So the bottom line and the truth here is that all of you have the power within you to attract everything that you desire. But what I wish for most for you in this new year is to manifest grace, to manifest ease, to manifest a sense of inner freedom and safety that will come through in the practices that we shared today on the show, that will come through by reading books like Super Attractor, and it will come through with so much joy and excitement on our 21-day manifesting challenge. I'm really excited to invite you to be part of that with me, to go on that journey with me, to recognize that you'll be among many people throughout the world, thousands of people throughout the world, vibrating at the same frequency, changing our energy so that we change the energy of the world. That's a serious thing. I'm only really taking it in, taking the magnitude of what that means. I'm only really beginning to take that in now, but that means so much to me. And I'm proud of you guys because just listening to this show all the way through to the end means that you are committed to living a miraculous life. It means you're committed to feeling good. And it means that you are willing to manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Thank you for joining me today on Dear Gabby. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at deargabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.